If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The following program is paid for by Zachariah Brown. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
This is the perfect time to talk about this subject because it's Veterans Day weekend. And it wasn't that many years ago that this young man made a trip to my hometown, to Minaka, did a little social media that got a lot of likes and looks from the local American Legion Post 580 talking about veterans when it comes to elder law. And each and every Veterans Day weekend, they get older and we lose some of the country's greatest heroes. World War II, Korea, and now Vietnam. So the aging veteran population, if you are a veteran and you need help, you need answers with wills, power of attorney, estate planning, trust, any of the above, as we salute veterans this Veterans Day weekend, if you're that caregiver as well, worried about your brother, your husband, your father, grandfather, call us 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. But as always, whatever it is when it comes to elder law, this is what we do at Zachariah Brown and at zachbrownlaw.com, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, Bonita Springs. Their number, all of the above, same number, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. Attorney Benner, so is here. He's got some pertinent information that you need to know. And then we'll get started and start taking your telephone calls. Ben, good to see you. Always good having you in studio. And good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rob. How are you?
So, good. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah, like you said, coming up here on Monday, it's Veterans Day. So I thought today would be a good time to talk about as much as we can in regarding veterans benefits and veteran law. Here at Zachariah Brown, we focus primarily on what are called veterans aid and attendance benefits. And that's basically a cash benefit that is provided to veterans or even the surviving spouses and the surviving dependents of veterans if they are incurring what we call unreimbursed medical expenses. And that usually comes in a form of if there's a veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran that is a resident of a personal care home or assisted living facility, or if the veteran or their surviving spouse are receiving in-home care. This is a great benefit that might be eligible to them that helps to offset the cost of that care. And like I said, it's a cash benefit. It's not considered income. And we'll get more into that later on today, but I just wanted to touch on that. But I also just want to start out with, since it is Veterans Day coming up, we do have a couple of speaking engagements coming up this week with two different attorneys from the firm. Both of them are on November 14th, and then one of them is specifically focusing on veterans benefits, and that's with attorney Colleen Brakovich. Again, they're both on November 14th, and they're both actually from the same time. One, again, is with Colleen Brackovich. It's about veterans benefits, and then it's taking place at the Waters at Wexford this Thursday, November 14th, from 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. And again, if you live in the Wexford area or anywhere around there, if you're interested in attending, you can go to our website to get more information and to sign up. Like I said, both of these events are free. Both of them are this Thursday, the November 14th. The first one is with, again, attorney Colleen Brackovich. It's at the Waters at Wexford, and that's all about the veterans' benefits. The second event on the same day at the same time is with attorney Justin Ellis. And that one is about basically the estate settlement process from the executor's perspective. And again, this one is at the Upper St. Clair Library, so the other end of Pittsburgh. And that's also on Thursday, November 14th, from 11:30 to 12:30. Once again, that one is with attorney Justin Ellis. And it's basically talking all about the probate process, basically from the executor's perspective. So again, if you are named as the executor in a will, or maybe if you're currently already in that position, if you've had a loved one who recently died and you have questions about the process, this might be a good event for you to attend. Again, both of them are free. Both of them you can sign up through our website. The one with Justin is in the South Hills of Pittsburgh. It's at the Upper St. Clair Library. And the other one is in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, and that's, again, with attorney Colleen Brackovich at the Waters at Wexford. So I just want to mention those two events coming up.
All right, good stuff. Now, look, if you are taking care of that aging veteran and you need help, you are that caregiver, this is a great opportunity for you to phone in and get all of your questions answered. And if you are the caregiver for your parents, grandparents, and you're dealing with that trust that includes home ownership, all the things that go with it, and you're really a little perplexed right now, this is the guy. But we do the general stuff, wills and who gets what, when, where, why, and how, all of the above. You need to get on the phones. The hour will go by quickly. Our number is 866-391-1020. All of our lines are available. Attorney Ben Oser until 1 o'clock. This is Zachariah Brown, Law for the Elderly, ZachBrownLaw.com, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. On the other side of the break, we're going to go right to your call. So veterans benefits in the spotlight this weekend because of Veterans Day on Zachariah Brown, Law for the Elderly, 866-391-1020.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, we're focusing on veterans today because of this weekend. And Colleen Brackovich, one of the managing partners, does great work when it comes to that. She kind of specializes in it, but they're all great at what they do. And Ben is very versed as well. So if you have any questions about veterans benefits, you need to give us a call. 866-391-1020. One of the things that I've learned from doing this show for years with all of you, Christine, Carl, I mean, every one of you guys, Justin, Jim, Colleen, and that is, a lot of times it comes down to they just didn't know they had these benefits.
Correct, right. Yeah, there's a lot of, I was just talking to a veteran recently. He wasn't that old, maybe like in his early to mid-50s. A lot of them, yeah, I mean, like the VA is so massive. I mean, there's so many benefits. I mean, we even don't know a lot of times all the benefits that are available. And a lot of times I say, like, if there's something we're not sure of, especially when it comes to like VA healthcare, a lot of times it's better to go directly to the horse's mouth, I say. And like, basically you have to call somebody directly with the VA. Because a lot of times somebody might have heard of some benefit or they're not sure if they're eligible for a certain benefit. And I say a lot of times we're not even aware of every benefit that is available to veterans. And if it's not something we're familiar with, we say just call the VA directly and they'll give you an answer one way or the other. But like I said, the benefits that we primarily deal with, again, as you're getting older, again, it's called the VA aid and attendance benefits, if you've heard of that. And again, it's a cash benefit. It's not related to a service-connected disability. This is actually related to a non-service-connected disability. So this, again, you don't have to have been injured while you were serving, like in a conflict, basically. And a lot of that's a big misconception. A lot of times for people, the veteran will come to us and be like, well, yeah, I do have this injury. It could be a physical injury, but a lot of times it is if a veteran has a stroke or if they start developing some sort of like dementia or Alzheimer's. This is the benefit that's available to them. It's called a non-service connected pension or based on a non-service connected disability. So again, you don't have to have been injured while they were serving in some conflict. So and again, that's number one. That's a big misconception. I want to get out of the way. So that's, again, I had a veteran one time. He was hurt in an accident, an automobile accident, well after he had served, and he needed help with in-home care. This was the benefit for him, right? So he thought, I'm not eligible for this. I wasn't hurt. This wasn't something that happened to me while I was serving overseas in a conflict. I said, you don't have to. This is a non-service connected disability. So it's a big difference between a service connected disability. So that's number one. Number two is this is like a lot of other things that it's based on the assets and income of a veteran. And again, this isn't eligible just to veterans. The surviving spouse of the veteran can also get this benefit, or the surviving dependent. So if a veteran has like a disabled son or daughter, this benefit's also available to them. So those are a couple of things I wanted to mention as well.
You know what it is, Ben, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm sure you have the same feeling as I do. So many of these men and women are just proud to have served that they almost feel as though it's not right to ask for help.
Yeah, I mean, that actually comes up a lot where they're not even looking for anything. Like, they don't want it. A lot of times it's either their spouse or usually it's a son or daughter who has one of their parents was a veteran, and they're not looking for a handout of any kind. They just find themselves in a position where they need a little extra help at home, or they might now be in a personal care home, and they're paying these bills out of pocket. And it's usually the son or daughter who's asking for their mother or father, right? So a lot of times they're not the one looking for the handout of any kind at all. And it's usually somebody asking on their behalf. So, and again, they served. This benefit is available to them based on their asset or income. And it's pretty generous a lot of times with the, a lot of people think, oh, I've got too much money or, I'm not going to get this. The asset threshold right now is about $155,000. And that doesn't include the value of your house. So again, a lot of times these veterans or the surviving spouse of a veteran can have more money than they think and still qualify for these benefits. So it's something at least you should ask about, or if you're listening and if you are a veteran, and again, or maybe you're the a loved one of a veteran, it's worth asking about and seeing if maybe you are eligible for this.
Yeah. And the sad thing of it is a lot of times after someone passes, they happen to be in conversation with someone else who's going through the exact same thing, and they realize too much, too little, too late. So if you have any thing that you're just curious about when it comes to elder law, and there's a veteran involved, you need to call.
Yeah, it is. It's, and again, this is considered legally, it's called a cash benefit, so it's not income. So again, just for example, if you're a single veteran out there, meaning if you're just single or if you're widowed, and again, if you're living at home by yourself, or again, if you're in a personal care assisted living, needing a little extra help, this is a cash benefit of about $2,300 a month in free money. Again, it's not considered income. You don't pay income tax on this. That's legally, it's called a cash benefit, where again, the VA would deposit $2,300 a month to your bank account. And you can then use that to help offset these unreimbursed medical expenses that you're incurring every month. Again, it can be in the form of in-home caregivers. It can be in the form of a personal care home that you're in where you're paying the bill. It can be even in a form of if you're paying extraordinary expenses out of pocket for ongoing like pharmacy bills. If you're paying extraordinary out-of-pocket expenses for like health insurance premiums, anything that you're incurring every single month that's not otherwise covered by some other health insurance program, this could be the program for you.
All right, so Let's get going. 866-391-1020. Here's Edward in Wisconsin listening to us today. Hey, Edward, welcome to KDKA.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Hey, How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm retired Navy. My wife spent 12 years in, so we're both veterans. Mm-hmm. And we went to the VA when we retired, and they said that because I make close to $50,000, we make too much money. And all we wanted was help, you know, help with our medicine, prescription drugs that we take.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, that could be true, Edward. Like I said, the VA benefit I am talking about, it is means tested. So that means it is based on both your assets and your income. So if these unreimbursed medical expenses that you're incurring every month, basically, if your income is basically they would look at your income as well. And if these unreimbursed medical expenses usually doesn't otherwise reduce your monthly income almost to zero, then you're not going to qualify for the month. So, yeah. So I would be honest. So if they did take a good hard look at your monthly income between you and your wife, along with what you're currently incurring, then yes, they could have said that you basically have too much income, or basically the income you have satisfies these unreimbursed medical expenses. So what they're saying could be true. So,
yeah, you know, the whole time when we're in, they keep on saying, you know, retired, you get VA benefits. They need to tell the whole story that, you know, if you work hard, you make good money, that the VA won't cover you. You know, it's sad. Like I said, I spent 20 years in, and my wife just corrected me. She goes 24.
Yeah.
And my wife spent 12 years in, and, you know, active duty, Navy, Marine Corps, we're always gone. I was gone 11 months at a time, home for 4 months, and gone again 11 months.
Yeah, and I would say just don't give up. I mean, like I said, and if you ever do have a question with it, I mean, you definitely should reach out to your local American Legion or directly out to the VA. Directly in your area, the VA office, and ask them. I mean, just again, I sometimes say just go directly to the horse's mouth and have them tell you no again. But maybe at some point that wouldn't be the case, because like I said, the rules and the regulations with the VA are constantly changing. And like I said, even though like I'm a VA accredited attorney, we're constantly striving to keep up with these rule changes. And a lot of times it's again, sometimes you just have to ask directly. So like maybe you were told no a year or two ago, but maybe if you go back now, like a lot of times the rules change. So I wouldn't say it's like an end-all be-all where you just kind of like constantly have to keep asking. But like, again, because the rules and the regulations always change, the income and asset thresholds constantly change as well. They change every year. So again, maybe you weren't eligible because of your income a year or two ago. Maybe that's not the case now, but I don't know. But it's worth, again, you constantly just have to kind of, you know, keep asking. So
okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No problem. Yep.
You know, it does get a little confusing at times because there's so many nuances. That's why you need the attorney that is Law Zachariah Brown. You need somebody who understands how to.
Yeah, like I said, and I don't want to tell him no, because like I said, there should be benefits available for him out there at some point. And, you know, to be honest with you, thank God, like there's veterans like him who might have like a fairly healthy income, which is good. For right now, like what the VA looks at is they want to see like if you are incurring like what they call like extraordinary unreimbursed medical expenses, meaning like if you're in a personal care home, if you've got Alzheimer's and you're paying $7,000 a month, more than likely that's going to offset your income to zero, right? And so that's kind of like what they're looking for here with these VA aid and attendance benefits. But again, this is just one benefit among many with the VA. So again, people like Edward or other people, I don't want to tell them like all hope is lost, because it's not, because there's so many benefits available out there. And these numbers are constantly changing. Like the number that I told you about, the $2,300 a month, which is eligible to a single veteran. And again, if you're a married veteran like Edward, that's $2,700 a month. These numbers change on January 1st every single year. So again, you need somebody that can keep up with these numbers every year, because they constantly change.
Goes a long way to help, for sure. Veterans questions when it comes to elder law, you've got the right law firm today. Zachariah Brown, attorney Ben Urso. But it's all about the stuff that we do every other Saturday in this time slot. It's about wills, estate planning, powers of attorney, all of that stuff. Call us 866-391-1020. You're the caregiver. Things you need to know. Property involved, you need to give us a call. 866-391-1020. Their number at the office is 724-942-6200. More of your calls moments away after Rob Taylor checks the news at the bottom of the hour. It's your Pratt Pack today on KDKA.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The following program is paid for by Zachariah Brown.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, so here's the question. Ben Urso, and again, Veterans Day weekend. So if you have a question related to veterans, you need to give us a call, 866-391-1020. How many times do you think people, when they come to your office, simply say, I didn't know that?
Yeah, I mean, every day. Yes. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you just don't know. You just don't know what you don't know. Right. Or sometimes worse than that is they're told bad information, right? So like they might have a neighbor or somebody else or a brother or a sister who did things in a certain way. Or a lot of times we'll get people who say, well, yeah, my so-and-so, they live in Illinois and they have a revocable trust, so I have to have a trust, right? So it's not just not a lot of times that they don't know something. A lot of times they're just getting not necessarily bad information, but just like it's not like a one-size-fits-all approach for everybody. So just because your neighbor has something or just because your brother or sister has something and they live in another state, there's different laws, obviously, that apply to different states, and particularly with like trust and that kind of thing. Like the probate process is different in every single state, where maybe the probate process is not so complicated in Pennsylvania. But if you're like a resident of Florida or California or some of these other states where the probate process can be more complicated, where the judge oversees the process more tightly than they do maybe in Pennsylvania, then a trust might be in your best interest. But just because like so-and-so has a trust or your neighbor has a trust, well, maybe your neighbor has a trust because they might have, I don't know, like they're just based on their family situation, maybe based on like a son or daughter that might be like a spendthrift, or they might have a son or daughter that's disabled where they might have a very legitimate reason to need a trust. That doesn't mean you need a trust, right? So, I mean, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach with everybody. So you shouldn't feel bad because you don't have this, or you feel like you're not prepared because so-and-so has a trust and you see the deed to their house, or you're looking at the deed transfers and you see all these. A lot of times somebody's like, well, why does everybody have this like a living trust or a family trust? I said, well, like they might have a very good reason to have it, and a lot of times they don't have a very good reason to have it, and maybe they were sold into something, to be honest, they might not need all the time, right? So again, just because something applies to you, Rob, it might not apply to your next door neighbor, right? So it's you have to talk to somebody and make sure you're getting good information, right? So that's how it is.
So anybody out there who's putting a will together, and obviously we don't need to know names, but you know, you want to favor one as opposed to the other because the track record and the history kind of proves it. And it's tough when you're a parent and you realize that not all of your children are headed in the right direction.
Right.
You're dealing with that, but you also have to deal with reality. It's got to be done right. It's difficult to do that for sure, to make that harsh decision on who gets what and who doesn't mm-hmm. get what. What's the best approach? And if somebody's feeling angst in their heart and thinking, I really just have to split it three ways, four ways, or whatever, mm-hmm. and just let them figure it out, it's okay to have a little bit of doubt.
I mean, yeah.
Because you worked your whole life, and even though they are your blood, your children, whether you're natural children or you adopted them, you have to be smart about what you do because it's about the entire family, right?
Right, yeah. And I mean, I say that as well. I mean, a lot of times there are, like you said, I mean, for good reason, a lot of like parents, like a mother or father, they have angst about, even if they have got $10 or $10 million, I mean, it doesn't matter. Like they might have, not all their kids are, they don't all act alike, right? And they're not all the same. But a lot of times you also can't put like a stranglehold on your money as well. Like again, whether you've got $10 or $10 million or somewhere in between, like most of us, it's good to try and be prudent. It's good to try and plan a little bit, but you don't want to have like so much anxiety where you think like, oh my goodness, like what's going to happen with this after I pass? Like, is everything going to be okay? Like at some point you have to trust your kids a little bit, or at least trust the executor in your will. Like that's why you're putting an executor in your will, because it's somebody that you trust to take care of your financial affairs once you pass, and to make sure that the money is going to be passed in accordance with your will, or to the best of their ability, right? I mean, that's why you're appointing somebody to do that task once you pass on. So like you're saying, again, you can't plan for every little thing. I mean, you've got to trust a little bit, or have a little bit of faith, not just in your executor, but in the people that you're leaving the money onto, that they're going to use it the best that they think that they're capable. But obviously, like if you have a more of like an extraordinary circumstance where I'm thinking, I draft a lot of special needs trusts for individuals that have loved ones with a disability, whether you've got a disabled spouse or more likely if you have a disabled son or daughter, I draft a lot of these special needs trusts for these individuals so that they can pass on the money to their disabled loved one, where again, they're not receiving the money outright, but they're receiving the benefit of the money. So if you have three kids and one of them is disabled, you obviously don't feel like, and I've met with people before. I remember meeting with a father, and he was just kind of distraught, where he's like, oh, well, I've got the disabled son and he's receiving government benefits, and I know that I can't leave anything to him. And I said, well, that's actually not true at all. I said, we can treat him just like your other kids, as you should. And instead of like, it'll go one third, one third, one third in a will, but the one third going to the disabled son, that's going to go to a special needs trust for his benefit, where he's still getting one third of the money. he's still going to receive the benefit of the money, but it's technically not owned by him, and it's not going to disrupt him from receiving the government benefits that he needs. Particularly, a lot of times, those individuals with disabilities have extraordinary medical expenses, and they need to be on Medicaid. So, and that for that reason, again, they're going to stay on Medicaid, but they're also going to get the benefit of the money that you want to leave to them in the will.
So, all right, let's take a call about trust. And if you have a question about trust, now would be a good time to call 866-391-1020. Here's David in Natrona Heights on KDK. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I was wondering about irrevocable trust. What's your thoughts are on that? One of my brothers and sisters convinced my mom and dad to put their house in my nephew's name in an irrevocable trust. And after my father passed at the beginning of the year here, it was kind of done when my mom and dad were, you know, my mom was going through some things with my dad being sick. And all of a sudden after he passes and we start looking at things, she can't use that as an asset to, you know, say she'd run out of money. She can't use what's invested in the house as equity in the house as income or, you know, or loan against or anything, correct?
Yeah, I mean, generally, that's pretty much correct. I mean, again, not all irrevocable trusts are created equal, but the type of trust that we do draft. And that usually is one of the primary things that we would put into an irrevocable trust is a house a lot of times. And the only reason we do that, which I assume might have been the case for your parents, is if one or both of your parents at some point in the future, if they need nursing home care. So, and if they have to go on Medicaid in a nursing home. And so then when they pass, Medicaid has an estate recovery program where Medicaid looks to come back and try and make a claim against what are called probate assets. And the biggest one of which they want to go after is somebody's house. So what some of the time people do is they will transfer their house to an irrevocable trust. So the house is then owned by that trust. So if one or both parents needs nursing home care and to go on Medicaid, once the second of them dies, then Medicaid cannot get their hands on the house. So that's the upside of doing it. But I guess there's pros and cons with everything. The downside is then obviously, like you're saying, if you have the house now, if you want to get like a home equity loan against the house, most of the time a bank won't even let you do that because again, your mother or father legally does not own the house anymore. Actually, the trust owns the house, and a lot of banks, sometimes for good reason, are reluctant at best to give a home equity loan of some kind against the house because again, they don't really own it. A trust owns it, and a lot of time that trust doesn't have any other assets other than the trust, other than the house, right?
The case here,
right? So that now,
Is it hard to break that? Is it hard to break that trust? She wanted to dissolve it and go a different direction.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I'd have to see the trust document itself. And I'm not saying it's impossible, but yeah, kind of the point of an irrevocable trust is irrevocable. Meaning, again, once your mother and father decide to transfer any assets to that trust, they legally cannot revoke it ever again for the rest of their life. So the technical answer is yeah. So they shouldn't be able to take anything out of it really until the second of them passes. But again, I can't tell you that every trust is created equal. So I'd have to see the contents of that trust document. If you decide you would want to call like our office at some point and set up a meeting with me, I could look through it and see if there is a way that it could be dissolved. But again, if it was drafted properly, it shouldn't be that easy, if at all. So yeah.
Right. That's what we figured. But yeah, I think it was done under distress, and that's the key of it. You know what I mean? So.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
I appreciate your advice. Thank you.
Yep, no problem.
All right. Another reason why sound mind and body, everybody on the same page, you got to have the talk, right?
Correct. Right. Yeah. And again, sometimes, like you said, yeah, I mean, like there's pros and cons of doing everything. And I tell people that same thing. And we're not a firm who tries to sell everybody into doing a trust. They're just not for everybody. I mean, again, certainly when you're doing like an irrevocable trust where you really are relinquishing and giving up your right to control that asset. Again, with like a house or something like that, a mother or father, they can still live in a house. But again, if they want a home equity loan, if they want to put on a deck, and a lot of people want to get a home equity loan, or for some reason, banks a lot of times won't give them out. The same goes as well. If they want to sell that house, well, they've actually have to go through the trustee, who is usually the son or daughter, to sell the house. And even when they do sell the house, it's complicated. So it's something that you really have to think about and talk about with an attorney a lot of times.
So when the will is read, who's usually in attendance?
Yeah, that's also a big misconception as well. Like you see, like a lot of TV shows, like you don't really technically do like a public will reading. So
Like, I don't come to your office with a whole family.
I mean, you can, right. I mean, you can. I mean, usually whoever you name as the executor in your will, you just want them to know where that document's going to be for whenever you pass so they can go and retrieve that document. Again, they will then usually call a law firm and they would set up an appointment and we would come and look through the will and they can bring whoever they want and we would go over and make sure like what the way that we interpret the will is the way that their mother or father, whoever it is, drafted the will. And so then kind of not that necessarily everybody's in agreement, but we would give them our two cents. So again, that doesn't have to be everybody in attendance. A lot of time it just is like the attorney and the executor named in the will. We're the only ones meeting at first. And then we kind of come up with a plan and go from there.
All right. So we're going to come back one more segment with Ben Urso. So if you have a question, get in here. We're going to talk to Susan South Hills in just a couple of moments. But they're in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, Bonita Springs. Same number for all of the above, 724-942-6200. 724-942-6200. Veterans Day weekend, talking about veterans and elder law, talking about all sorts of things, even trust, as we were just moments ago. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. We'll be back.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Well, I do want to recommend Zachariah Brown, ZachBrownLaw.com, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs, 724-942-6200. Love what they do. We got some calls here, and let's talk to Susan in the South Hills. She's on with attorney Ben Urso from Zachariah Brown on KDKA. Hello, Susan. Good afternoon.
Hi. Ben, I have a question.
Yep.
I'm the power of attorney for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
She has no assets, no house, no car, and only one joint account with me, a checking. So I'm just wondering, once she passes, what kind of issues... I know the power of attorney will cease, but what kind of issues could I be confronted with in trying to handle any other, you know, health issues, anything?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like if she really only has one joint bank account and you're the surviving joint owner, that money automatically passes to you by what's called operation of law. So like that money technically is all yours. So and there's really not much to do. So again, even if your mother does have a will, and I don't know,
but she does, but there, like I said, there's no assets. It's just such a simple will.
Okay.
So I'm of the understanding it wouldn't go through probate.
It would not. Correct. Like if all she has is a joint, any accounts that are joint with somebody else or have a beneficiary are called non-probate assets. And that avoids probate. So like probate assets are only assets that were in somebody's name alone, without a beneficiary, and then we're not joined with somebody else. So obviously that's not the case for your mother. So there would be no reason to probate her will. So so everything would probably be fairly simple. You still would. So the big misconception is like even if like you don't have to probate a will, you would still technically have to file an inheritance tax return for your mother when she dies and pay inheritance tax on that joint account, which like right. myself as an attorney, like most of us can do, and I do them all the time for individuals. So that's something you would still want to reach out to me or somebody. We would still have to file that with the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue and pay inheritance tax on that. But your inheritance tax rate as a surviving daughter is only 4.5%, so it's not that bad. So
what about Social Security? What happens with that?
Well, that would stop usually. Like I said, Social Security is paid in arrears, meaning like if she's owed, like if she gets her Social Security check in November, they're really paying her for October. And depending on when she died, she should be able to keep that. But again, if she were to get a Social Security payment after she died, a lot of times they will go back in and take it out of her account. So automatically. So once they know that she passed.
So would I have to somehow send them or go to a local office and give them a death certificate?
Normally not. Normally once death certificates are requested through the funeral home, so the Social Security Administration is automatically notified. So you don't even normally have to. Once a funeral home issues death certificates, their Social Security is automatically notified. And again, if they feel like they've made an overpayment to your mother, they will automatically go back in and take it out. So.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much.
Yep,
I appreciate
no problem.
It.
Yep.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Very busy here in the final few minutes of the show. Let's go to Anthony and Peters Township on KDKA. And of course, Zachariah Brown, Law for the Elderly, attorney Ben Urso. How are you, Anthony?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Good, sir.
Got a question. There was a contentious relationship at the end with my wife's family, mm-hmm. Four siblings. They wrote, this is what we were told, so I don't know what's accessible. They wrote a trust that the funds put in that trust were to go to 9 beneficiaries, and that was a year fight to get that executed by the people that held the trust funds. And then in the process of that, we found out there was another land trust. Mm-hmm. And then in the process of trying to get those records, we found there was a will written 4 years after the trust. Mm-hmm. And it was presented to the trust holder because upon death, they said they needed that. Are any of these accessible? We've been told they've there's no probate and nothing's been filed anywhere. How do the other siblings get the right to see any of these documents?
Yeah, so technically with the trust, like I said, the good and bad of it is it's actually not a publicly accessible document. So it's not a document after somebody dies that, number one, a trust is not recorded anywhere during somebody's lifetime, and it's not recorded after death. So it very much is like a private document, which is a lot of times some of the way somebody wants it. With that said, it would be difficult to just go somewhere like it isn't a public document. So you're kind of left up to the trustee. Like if somebody is named as a trust beneficiary at some point, the trustee would have to reach out to them and let them know that. Right. But until that happens, the trust is not a public document, unlike a will. So like a will, if that is written and if a will is probated, like say in Washington County or Allegheny County, anybody can go to the Register of Wills and request a copy of that will once it's been recorded, right, or registered. But again, unless it's been registered after somebody dies, then again, if there's not a reason to probate a will, meaning if there's no probate assets, then you're not going to probate a will and nobody's ever going to see it, right? And nobody really has a legal right to see it unless it has to be probated. So again, in this case, it sounds like most of the assets were owned by the trust or flow through the trust, and there were not really any probate assets that would go through the will. So there was no reason to register the will after somebody died. So there's no reason for that. And so then you're kind of left up to the trustee then to reach out to the trust beneficiaries to share whatever relevant information they think that should be shared with the trust beneficiaries. So it's not.
How do you make that happen?
Beneficiaries have not been allowed to see the trust.
Right. There was two trusts. So the original trust went to 9 grandchildren, and we were told, none of this is written down, mm-hmm. that the same 9 beneficiaries are going to be beneficiaries of the land trust, which held one property allegedly,
right.
And they are the beneficiaries of that when it's sold. But nobody can see these documents, and we're told nobody's allowed to see the will, and it's not registered anywhere. It just seems like there should be a way to get these things.
Including the beneficiaries.
Yeah, so like with the will, yeah, I mean, there's really, if the will is not registered, like nobody's going to see it, right? I mean, it just isn't a public document unless it's been probated. So again, without knowing more, then it's probably going to be very difficult to get a copy of that will unless it's been registered. So. With a trust, unless you're a beneficiary, if you're not a beneficiary of the trust, and if you're not the trustee, you're not going to be able to see a copy of the trust.
All right, listen, we've got to go. If you guys want to get in touch with him, please do so. ZachBrownLaw.com, Attorney Ben Urso. Listen, always good seeing you.
Yeah, you as well, Rob. Yeah, so hopefully I'll be seeing you here again at some point, and got a lot of good questions today. And yeah, a lot of legal things going on with everybody, just like with that last call. So if I can help anybody at some point, you have the phone number where they can reach us.
And you won't go wrong. Attorney Ben Urso, great staff and attorneys at Zachariah Brown, Law for the Elderly, ZachBrownLaw.com. It's your Pratt Pack. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
The preceding was paid for by Zachariah Brown. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.